Happy Cinco de Mayo, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we're talking to an alliance organization about our latest club adventure, Hurricane Perkins. Bob, before we go any further, can you explain what an alliance organization is?
Sure. Well, now and then in the club, we tell Odyssey stories that are based on the work of real-life ministries. It's a great way to let our fans know some of the cool things God's doing around the world and in people's lives.
And this was another interview without you in the co-pilot seat, Bob.
Yeah. After our last podcast, we got some questions from curious fans wondering what my quarantine was all about. Simple truth is, I had COVID. Thankfully, it was not as severe a case as a lot of people have dealt with, but still a positive test, so I'm glad I was able to connect with you guys by phone.
You know, and I'm thankful that you recovered and that you're back here in the studio. So on this podcast, we were joined remotely by not one, not two, but three representatives of Cadence International. We had President David Schroeder and his wife, Joyce, the communications editor, and Stacy Weens, director of communications.
That's a lot of people on the phone at once, maybe a record. But this was a great conversation. Let's hear it.
It's a very special podcast today, not only because we're talking to David, Joyce, and Stacy with Cadence, but also because my buddy Bob isn't in the studio with me. So welcome, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Odd being on the phone, but it's a pleasure to be with you remotely. So let's get started by talking about the basics of what Cadence International does for military families.
It's hard to describe it in a basic form, but simply put, we love military families and have for 66 years. It's what we do. It's our passion. We think the military community is such a special group. And they have very unique needs. And so wherever our Cadence staff are at military communities, we're seeking to provide places of connection, places where they can grow in their faith, places where military and their families can have some fun. And so all of our ministries, all of our places are about loving the military community that we think are so special to us.
You mentioned 66-year history. That's amazing, all the way back to World War II. So how did the organization start?
Yes. I'm actually just, like, doing the math on this. Well, there was a soldier in World War II that was stationed in the Philippines. And while he was there, his name is Jesse Miller, and he was at the homes of some missionaries. We call them Dad and Mom Brooks, Cyril and Adam Brooks. And there he learned Bible verses. Even though he'd become a Christian growing up in Nebraska, when he got out to the Philippines and started studying God's Word in this family's home, he just really grew. But he had no idea how important those Bible verses would be to him, because pretty soon when the Japanese came and attacked there in the Philippines, they took prisoners of war, and Jesse was one of those who had to go through something called the Death March. Mm. A lot of his buddies died in that Death March, mm-hmm. and Jesse miraculously survived. He was on that Death March. He prayed to God, and he said, if I ever have a home of my own, you can have it for servicemen. And it was just something that he prayed as he was just trying to survive this Death March. And it was 7 years later that he was married and back in the Philippines as a missionary to the Filipinos. And he remembered his prayer. And there were military people all around him. And he and his wife started opening their home to the military. And God started bringing military to their home. And a couple of guys that got saved in their home, those three, Tom, Tark, Jesse, and then another man, Dick Patty, who'd been working with military in Oxnard. So, Jesse, I know family in the military in Oxnard, California. Well, he was working with the military there, and they got together for a time of praying about what would God do. Maybe God would use them to reach military people. And they felt after those few days of praying that, yes, it was time to start an organization just focused on military people. So since that time, Cadence staff have been opening their homes to military people and their families.
And it's not just here in the States, right? That also includes families that are stationed abroad.
Yes, yes. We have ministries in Europe, in Asia, and in the States at this point, where we have hospitality houses, student ministries, children's ministries, and then also an outreach to foreign military.
Yeah, see, that's one of the things that I remember when I was looking for a military ministry to work with for the club. the diversity of what you do is what stood out to me, because there are some that are strictly on the home front. There are others that are working with troops on the field. But it seemed like there was something about Cadence that made it unique. How could you kind of articulate that for us? What is it that makes you special?
Well, if you would go to every one of those locations and those ministries where we have staff at military installations, whether it is stateside or abroad, I think one of the things you would find that is the same at every place is what we would just describe as powerful community. When people describe Cadence or to describe their experience at a Cadence ministry, they use words like highly relational, deeply connected, very personal, authentic, because we just really believe that that's where God does his work in people's lives, when they're in close relationship with him and close relationship with each other. And military people really need places like that because they move so much. The military environment can be so stressful. So we provide those kind of environments. And really, there's nothing more personal than the home. So to do ministry, to have connections, Bible studies, fun out and in your home, we just found to be one of the most powerful, impacting ways to reach the military.
I've often heard our ministries can be said that they're the home away from home. And then recently, a military member was sharing about their own experience at a ministry and called it a family away from family. And I thought that was a really beautiful depiction of it as well.
That's really cool. You know, I have to know. So, you know, Bob finds your ministry, gives you a call and says, hey, we're Adventures in Odyssey, and we'd love to do this kind of partnership and tell people more about what you do. So what did you know about Adventures in Odyssey? Did that ring a bell when he called? And maybe did your families listen to the show in the past?
Oh, yes. We're big Adventures
sure
in Odyssey. So in our family, we raised four children, and we're back in the days of the cassette, where we would purchase cassettes from Focus on the Family, and we'd take them on our road trips, and we would listen to one episode after another for hours on end. And so even when we told our grown children, who are now between the ages of 22 and 31, that we were going to get to do an Adventures in Odyssey podcast, they were so excited.
I love it.
See, we still have our cassettes, indeed. And then Stacy's family also listened.
You know, Jesse, I have to correct you on one thing, though. I didn't call. I actually showed up on their doorstep.
Oh!
Because when I realized that they were in the suburbs of Denver, my wife and I were actually up in Denver, and we said, let me swing by and we'll see if I can make a connection there. And the Lord opened the door, literally. But meeting me wasn't all that special. It had to have been when you talked to Marshall Younger for the first time. He's the writer and director, of course, of this episode. What do you recall about that conversation, talking to the guy who is going to be creating the story?
Our first conversation with Marshall was really focused on who Cadence is, and I appreciated when we were asking him, what do you want to hear from us? Who should be in that call? And he just really invited us for an opportunity to talk about our ministries. We talked about our mission, which is sharing the gospel in our lives with the military community, and what it's like to be part of either a children's ministry, a youth group, or a hospitality house, and how those all function within the context of a military community. So that was our first initial conversation with Marshall.
Yeah, and I remember, too, just talking about military kids. And, you know, I mean, I choke up right now just thinking about military kids because we just love them so much. They're so special, such a special group of people. And the thought that Marshall was going to be talking about military kids and making them come to life for all the Odyssey listeners, that just means the world to us.
And, of course, Marshall wrote the story, and as a writer, editor, there are no one-hit wonders when it comes to writing a script. There's a lot of back and forth that goes on. So what was something that changed between the drafts that you guys suggested?
That's a great question. So here's the deal. The first draft involved a pool. Wyatt and Miles were just talking by the pool, and they were doing activities by the pool. And we wrote back and said, we don't have a pool anywhere in any of our ministries. How about a trampoline or basketball? So that was a big change, and he was gracious to change that script for us.
Yeah, in an early draft, we had Angela saying, it's a hospitality house. It's open all the time. Well, we needed to adjust that line because that's not entirely true. Can you explain what families can expect from a hospitality house beyond what's presented in the episode?
it isn't open all the time, but there are hours. Our people that live there, that is their full-time job, also reaching out to the military. So there are Bible studies that happen every week. There are meals that happen every week, or a big meal. There is small group discipleship or one-on-one meetings. And then that's in a hospitality house, but our staff that work with the youth group, they lead youth group at the chapel or children's ministry at the chapel on Sundays and in midweek. And then there's adventures and retreats that they go on, and so it's a good variety.
We also have some staff who run coffee houses that are actually on the military base, and they're not open 24/7, but they have long hours where military people, especially singles, can come in and have a cup of coffee. There's pool tables. Of course, they've been impacted in this last year, but it's a great ministry because it's right there. It's often right near the barracks or the dorms. And those staff just provide a great connecting point for people that might not even come out to a hospitality house.
Yeah, that's so important. There's so, you know, and the thing that I think I'm so impressed with that you folks have done is that idea of going through the script with us, working on and very specific details to make sure that we got it right. And I was just wondering, because obviously a story like ours can only tell so much about an organization. Is there something that maybe we didn't get a chance to convey about Cadence that didn't fit into this narrative that you wish that people would like to know, you'd like to share with them now?
The episode was amazing, and we just loved how it captured especially the hearts of military kids and what they struggle with related to moving and starting new friendships. And they're very good at it because they move every 2 or 3 years, sometimes even more than that. But opening your heart to new people in a new place when you know you're going to be gone or they're going to be gone in just a couple of years is such a challenge. So we love that it captured that, and we love that it captured the atmosphere of what a hospitality house is and the connection and the fun that goes on there. If anything we would have added is that we really love Bible studies. We are in the Word at most of those meetings, in small groups, one-on-one, in the big community. We are digging in God's Word and living by it. And that's just true of every one of our ministries. It's so important to us.
I also love how this episode talked about the families being separated and dad being deployed. And that's very real. And so sometimes you have the whole family there, and the next month you have just the spouses and children for the next couple months in the hospitality house. That is how it goes. And these military people are very adaptable. They are brave, including the children. They're just, again, a very special people group.
Hmm. Well, not to throw you a curveball, but it's something I actually like to do. It's time for today's TRQ.
TRQ!
Or totally random question, and this one was sent to us by eToro2000. This person asks, if you traveled in a time machine, would you go back to the past or ahead to the future?
That's great. Do you want us all to answer that?
Yes, yes. Our podcast listeners are so creative.
I would love to go back to the past and see what were the experiences that shaped even my generation, a few generations back. You know, what was it like to live on the prairie? What was it like to venture into new worlds that people didn't understand? You know, they came across on a boat and landed on this unknown land here in the United States, or maybe they sent their family off and they stayed back in their original country. And what was that experience really like when they were sending and receiving and leaving, and in that time frame, not having the connections and the ability to communicate the way we do now across seas and oceans and into unknown lands? I think that would be really fascinating, what that was really like as an experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think Joyce and I, we raised 4 kids, and to be able to go back, I think every parent, you know, looks back and goes, you know, what could we have done differently? What would have helped them on their journey? And so just to go back and, it's not like I would want to redo all those years, but the opportunity to maybe tweak a few things would be really fun. And then my other answer to your listener is that I'm 59 years old and I'm a sports guy. I would like to go back when climbing and basketball and even golf don't hurt my body.
Right.
Just to go back and be 59 but have a young body where it doesn't take days to recover, that would be great.
Isn't that the truth? If we could have our mind from today and our confidence and experience, but our bodies from back, like, you know, 30 years ago, we'd be unstoppable, I think.
That would be a dream.
Yeah. And I think I would go forward, although I wouldn't want to get older. My first thought actually was forward takes me closer to heaven. Mm. And as much as I enjoy hanging out here on this earth, I do look forward to heaven. Forward takes me closer to Jesus.
Well, since we're moving in that direction, let me ask you another question related to Hurricane Perkins and the Ministry of Cadence and Adventures in Odyssey. Looking ahead, moving forward, if we were to do another episode with the Perkins family related to Cadence and something going on there, what would that story look like in your mind?
I would love to see how the Perkins family continues to find friendships at the hospitality. How does their faith start to grow and become, you know, the children, how do they really start to grow in their faith and make it their own? And then the experience of what is it like when the deployed father returns? How has the family grown and changed? How has he changed? And then how do they recalibrate together and invite him into their new community of friends that they've discovered?
It's a kind of an unseen stress in the military community. Certainly we understand when there's separation. But when that separation is for months and months, sometimes, you know, over a year, and the father or mother comes back into that family unit, there's an incredible amount of readjustment. Sometimes that's the hardest time for that family to get, you know, readjusted to be in a unit again because they've been doing it on their own. That would be a really interesting process. And also, you know, all of our ministries, we go on excursions and do all kinds of things. So we take military people help out into the country that they're living in, and some of them would just, especially the young singles, they might just hole up in their dorm or barracks. So we're getting them out into the culture and going on adventures, and stuff always goes wrong out there as well. So there could be lots of bonding that takes place out, you know, on those excursions.
And then I keep thinking about when the Perkins family gets prayed for before they go to their next location. So they're now all there at the hospitality house, and their new friends are coming around them and praying for them as they get ready to go to their next duty station. And then they're going to have something to offer as a family to that next place because of what they experienced here, because of how they came to know Jesus, because of how they built friendships and trust, all that was started in this episode, and then how that gets multiplied out when they go on to a whole new place.
Mm. Wow. Bob, I think you got three new people for the Odyssey Writers Room.
Those are some great ideas, and it's interesting how some of the conversations that we've had around the table reflect elements of what you shared, and we don't know exactly where it's going to go, but we do appreciate your sharing that with us. Stacy, David, and Joyce, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us,
and thank you for this episode. It was just delightful to listen to.
You can hear that episode inspired by the work of Cadence International in the club right now. It's titled Hurricane Perkins.
You can also hear a preview right now.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the Perkins family is invited to a barbecue.
So are we all going to be on our best behavior?
Where they make new friends.
I'd like you to meet Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Shelly.
I'll be your friend.
That would be great.
You doing the trampoline?
I was going to, and I saw that kid on it. Pretty sure he has leprosy.
All seems well until Carla hears from the man of the house.
What did you do to my family?
That's this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Join the club at aioclub.org.
Or find out more about Adventures in Odyssey and Cadence International at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.